All right, we're going to get to that.
I have set aside some time that we can talk about that today. All right, so we should be able to get to that. I'm actually kind of excited about that. Anyway, but we are going to continue our thoughts about unity and marriage and how money management relates to that. And we discussed last week, you know, how when you actually sit down and you actually talk about your plan as far as budgeting and making a plan and how that does give you unity in your marriage, and it helps with that. But you're not just talking about money when you're discussing these things. You're talking also about your goals. You're talking about values that you share together as a couple. You're talking about life and how things in life come up. And so I want to make one more observation, one more thing that I didn't talk about last week, and then come back to that thought that I was just talking about. That observation is this: you know, we're not all alike, are we? You're not exactly like your spouse, are you? You know, so that's my observation. I guess I can sit down now. No, that's such a deep thing. No. I mean, of course, there are some things that you share in common, and those things that you have in common are probably what attracted to you together in the first place. But there are definitely some things about you that are different. You know, I'll give you some examples. Maybe some of these apply to you guys. Let's say one of you is always freezing cold, and the other one is hot. I can already see fingers pointing. You know, it's like, this might apply to you. You know, my parents are looking at me like, okay, yes, this is us. And I remember the thermostat wars they would have growing up. You know, Dad would come home, he'd turn it down. Mom would come home, she'd turn it up. So, I mean, this is... Okay, so that's the difference. How about, you know, one of you, when you go out, you might like to be in a crowd. You know, when you go out, you want to be with people. You know, you want the activity. You want things going on, you know. And then the other person, they might, when you go out, you want just a nice dinner alone. You know, you would much prefer not being with everybody. Your vacation would be on a deserted beach and, you know, on the beach as opposed to, like, in New York City, where there's everybody, okay? You know, a little bit of differences here. How about, now this is us. One of you is very, very organized, okay? And one of you is not as organized, okay? One of you, your sock drawer, your underwear drawer is, like, perfectly folded up. Everything's got its place, and it's all in the right place. And the other one of you has probably hardly ever folded a sock before in your life. Okay, that was us when we first got married. That's Samantha. She's organized. Me, not so much. So she's worked on me a little bit, you know, and so it's better. But, you know, that's not the way it was growing up. Yeah. Larry Burkett has a great saying about this. He says, if two people just alike get married, then one of you is not necessary. That's what he says about that. I like that one. But many times when I'm getting... many times when I'm getting prepared for this class, you know, if I'm getting ready to talk or whatever, then I'll have the thoughts and everything that I want in my mind. I'm throwing thoughts around and that kind of thing. But I always like to get Samantha's opinion on some things. And so, you know, I might have been thinking about it for a while, and like I said, have the thoughts going around in my mind, and I'm thinking about it, and I think I've got it all figured out, you know, like, I'm gonna tell this to her, and, you know, I've got it all figured out. And then I'll tell Samantha about it, and she comes back with something I never thought of. You know, something I never would have thought of. And normally, it's right on track. We think about things differently. We approach topics from different points of view, different perspectives. You know, we think differently. We're not exactly the same. So, and it's the same with money. You know, you might have different views on money. One of you might be a spender, more of a spender. One of you might be more of a saver. And it's, you know, these differences that we have between us make it even that much more important that we come together and we agree on a lot of these things. It's very important to do that. This is where you take your differences and also the things that you agree on, and you put it together. And you put it on paper. And you're doing things on purpose. You make a plan, and together you implement the plan. And like I said a few minutes ago, you're not just talking about money. You're talking about your values. You know, it's just you're thinking, well, this is just a budget. I mean, it's just money, right? Well, you're talking about your values. You're talking about goals that you share. You're talking about life. And I've made a list of a few things that you discuss, that you actually communicate about as you're working on this, okay? Some things you're talking about. Giving. You decide you're going to give a certain amount, whether to the church or a certain cause. You know, together, you're coming together and you're agreeing on what you're going to give to, how much you're going to give. How about saving? Something you need to save for. You're coming together, you're agreeing on how much you need to save for a certain thing that's going on. How about how you're going to take care of your kids? You know, if you have kids, you're coming together and you're talking about how you're going to care for them and provide for their needs. You're talking about investing for your future. You're talking about investing for your kids' future. And normally when you're talking about investing, you're talking about retirement, you know, and that's in the discussion. You're talking about the light bill. You're talking about the gas bill. You're talking about, you know, the water bill, all the regular bills. Of course, you're talking about those things. You're talking about Christmas, even though it's only February. You know, you're talking about Christmas already, unless you're talking about last Christmas and how you're paying off last Christmas. Okay, but still, you're talking about it. You're communicating. You're talking about insurance, whether it be your life insurance, your car insurance, your disability insurance, health insurance. Okay, these are important things to discuss. For us right now, you know, we're thinking about having another baby within a certain, you know, we don't know when exactly, but we're still talking about it. And of course, we can't know exactly when. I mean, that's not all of I know. They're happy about that. But, you know, where does that fit in the whole plan, right? We're talking about your car, whether you're thinking about getting a new car or you're thinking about, okay, how are we going to fix the car we have now? That's in the plan, okay? We're talking about blowing money, because that's something we do too, right? We blow money. You know, there's just, no. Jimmy's like, no, never. You know, there might be that you just want to go down to the warehouse store, and there is a 5-gallon tub of pickles that you have always wanted, you know, and you, so whatever it is that you want to blow money on, you are trying to fit that in to your plan here. Okay, you're talking about clothing. You're talking about whether you're going to go on vacation. How about landscaping the yard or cutting down a huge dead tree that's in your front yard? That's what we have right now. We have a 70-foot oak tree, dead. Okay, we've got to take care of it somehow. Doctor's visits, dentist appointments, birthday parties. Oh, yeah, you've got to talk about food, too. You know, whether, and if you're talking about food, you're talking about grocery store food versus eating out, you know, and how much you're going to spend both ways. You're talking about fixing the leaky sink in the kitchen, you know, or repairing the driveway. I mean, the list could go on and on. Does this sound like life? Does this sound like real life? These things that you're talking about, the things that you're communicating about. And it all comes together right here. All these different things are talked about when you're discussing how you're going to plan, how you're going to spend the money that God has given you. And you say, well, this is a very important piece of paper. And I say, yeah, you're right. It is a very important piece of paper. It's unity, communication, you know? And if you're not already doing this, I can't encourage you enough to do it. You know, last week I said, if you are doing this stuff, then you have an opportunity to experience more unity in your relationship and your marriage than some people only dream about. And if you don't do this stuff, if you decide not to do this, if you say, well, budgeting is just not for me, then any one of those things that I just mentioned, any one of that, the huge list that could go on and on, any one of those things can be a point of contention in your marriage, can it? Let's just take one. Just pick one, for example, like birthday parties. You know, I mentioned birthday parties in there. You know, just pick a silly one. Well, I guess it's silly just depending on who.
Hey there, come on in. Glad you're here.
Depending on who you ask, it can be silly. You know, if it's Xander's fifth birthday party, that's like the most important thing to a five-year-old, isn't it? It's like, that's my birthday party. You know. So, depends on who you ask. If it's silly or not. The birthday parties.
It was never an issue in our house. I knew better than to even broach the topic.
Oh, really?
It was a big deal. You have to understand that we had parties for 60 or 70 people when the boys were little.
Wow.
Birthday parties to Judy were massive.
That is a serious deal. Wow.
And so we never had that. I knew where her priorities stood, and so therefore it wasn't worth arguing with her on the topic. You know, there's some things you got to know. Okay, we're going to figure out a way to make this work because it's important to you.
Yeah. But you're communicating that. You know, that might be more important to one person than the other, but...
communicating.
Yes.
I agree with that. My wife asked me the other day, she said, do you want to have a birthday party? It's my birthday. Well, my answer was, okay, because I know my wife comes over.
What she was saying is, I want to give you a party, and I need you to say
it's
okay, but
I'm over, and I'm thinking, You know who's going to pay for this birthday party, don't you? I'm going to pay for it. She's already got a list out. You know, we need to go to the store. We're going to get this. And those are birthday parties for me are quite expensive. But nonetheless, that's what Minerva wanted. So I'm like,
That's what she wanted.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Well, let's say it's Xander's fifth birthday party, okay? And
start planning now.
Yeah. you know, one of us might want to get him, like, a really cool truck, you know, that he can push around and play and, like, you know, put a little load of dirt and dump it and all this stuff, or whatever, you know. And let's say the other one of us wants to go out and get him, like, one of those power wheel things, you know. It's like you can actually get in there and drive it around and load stuff in it and haul your stuff around like a real man, you know. And so you're talking about this. So what? Yeah, okay. But you have a difference of opinion, you know, and so...
That's grandparent territory.
Well, I mean, if you've communicated about it, you know there's a certain amount in this plan for birthday parties. Well, you can decide at that point, well, the Power Wheel truck might or might not be a good option, you know, but at that point, you agree. You have already decided how the birthday party fits with everything else, so you are in agreement. Now, you might have originally not put enough in there for the Power Wheel truck, but let's say it's just really that important, and you know, you end up deciding together, okay, we're going to increase this enough, and Jared's like, yeah, it's that important. We're going to increase this enough to get the Power Wheel truck. Well, then you come together and you decide, what on here are we going to decrease to make up for that? But you're communicating that, and that is so important, okay? That way, you don't end up having a knockdown, drag-out argument about a Power Wheel truck, okay? Because it could lead to that, can it? I mean, sometimes we argue about the dumbest things. And like I said last week, sometimes it's not the things we argue about, it's not the things that we battle about that are more important, you know, that's most important, because is the Power Wheel truck really that important? No. The more important thing is the damage that can be done because of the argument. And if you're battling over silly stuff all the time, that can take a toll on the marriage. Okay? This is important. I just want you guys to know, or I hope you don't think that I'm, like, making this stuff up, you know? I'm not making this stuff up. I really believe in this. You know, I believe in it to the point where I feel like it's important to, if we're talking about a finance class, to spend some time talking about this.
But you're going to discuss it at one point or the other. What you're saying is be proactive before you have to be reactive to what's already happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we're trying to figure out how do we solve the problem rather than how do we deal with something we both want to do. Or one of us wants to do, and the other one agrees that I'm going to allow you to do that.
Yeah.
Because if it happens, because if one of them wants to do it, they're going to do it. then you have to deal with, okay, now what do we do?
After the fact. So you're,
and
yeah.
So what this is a tool that we can sit down and discuss the things that are going to happen before they happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't cover everything that happens, but at least you can narrow down the big topics.
Yeah. And it does help with some small topics too.
It's,
I mean, but as long as you think about the small topics beforehand,
it's odd that in every other aspect of our life, we're willing to choose how we do things. We go to work, we work with budgets, we work with plans, we come home and we throw all that stuff away.
Mm-hmm.
And why do we think it's any different? It really should be the most important place in our life. It's not my job. I have a job to pay for the things I can do that I would like to do. Because if I didn't need the money, I wouldn't go work.
Yeah. You work really hard to get it.
Yeah. And so why do I put that much effort into those guys' important stuff?
Yeah.
And yet fail to do anything like that where it's really important?
Yeah.
We had a really cool thing happen just yesterday. We put away and saved for, I know everybody will laugh, we're getting these two little dairy goats. They're babies. And this is Addie's lifelong ambition. She's been wanting these little goats for probably a year. Anyway, the mama goats are pregnant and it won't be long. So anyway, the fence was the issue. It's really, really expensive to put up a fence. And we've mowed and we've played and what do we do about this and what do we do about that? And our initial first idea was going to be far too expensive able to do, and we worked some other things out, and God willing, we got the money, we, you know, saved it and did all that, and yesterday, Jack was chomping up the bit, Mama, just go get it. We borrowed a big trailer from somebody to go get it. Mama, just go get it. I'm like, buddy, I'm not going to go get it. Your daddy's not here. We haven't sat down and figured everything out yet. Mama, it's your money. You got the money, you know, you go get it, Mama. Listen, Jack. We don't do it that way. You know, we sit down. But, Mama, you have a truck, you have the trailer, and you have the money. And, I mean, we went back and forth, and finally I sat him down, and I went and I got the Bible, and I said, this is how a husband and a wife does something. So you need to, and he hushed. I mean, it actually worked for him to understand that, yes, I could have went and probably killed somebody trying to pull a trailer that big, but nevertheless, I was scared, to be honest. Yeah. I was scared. But nevertheless, I mean, he, in his mind, he didn't understand. Had I just complied with him and said, okay, let's go do it, we undermined that.
Mm-hmm.
We totally pushed him out of the equation because they know they've been waiting for a long time to be getting this. And nevertheless, he learned a really good lesson because he just didn't. You know, he wanted it, and he wanted it now,
mm-hmm.
and we could go get it. I mean, we're getting it today. It was like, what was yesterday? He wanted yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a great teachable moment there.
It was a really good moment that I don't know that if that had happened years ago, that I would have handled the exact same way. Because mm-hmm. many times that I would have said, you're exactly right, son, let's go. We'll do whatever, you know. But we don't handle it like that anymore. Huh? So that's at least something I know we're doing.
Yeah, that's great. That's good.
I don't want him to do that to his wife.
Yeah,
exactly.
Good.
Chris, I think society pushes us into some things. And you talk about Christmas for a while, but yes, we have a lot. And we used to go in debt every Christmas. I mean, you used to credit cards, you had to buy all these presents, you know, and we'd spend $1,000 on Christmas easy. And being dead, and a couple of years ago, we started thinking about this person to get older, right? And you don't want to fix income, you don't have that much anyway. But we decided we were not giving gifts. And we told my brother and my daughter and son-in-law and my grandchildren, who are grown, I said, we're not. Don't give us gifts. We ain't giving you gifts because we are not going to go into debt. Now, we're going to buy the 4-year-old something, you know, a great grandchild, and we got a niece and a nephew that are small, we got them something. But society will push you into going into debt. And And Irvin and I just drew the line. Well, actually, I guess I drew the line, and she agreed with it. We're just not going to do it. I mean, there's no sense in that. They got jobs. They want something they can go buy. And we've got everything we need or want. It's just not going to do it. So you got to watch society through that.
Yeah, our culture plays a big part.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huge. So, and I like the point Rich made a few minutes ago, too. You know, if you, this is a tool, and you're either going to talk about it beforehand and be on the same page beforehand, or you're going to talk about it after. And then at that point, you normally have.
Much better beforehand.
Beforehand. Yeah. Then afterward, you're dealing with some problems. You know, you got some issues.
Yeah,
beforehand.
Someone's already upset to start with after the fact.
Makes all the difference. Yeah. So, anyway. With that being said, I would like to talk about this for a few minutes. Now, I am not like a budget professional or anything like that. You know, there are, like Larry Burkett, you know, there are guys that this is what they do, is teach families how to do this, you know. So I'm not even going to try to compete with that. I'm just saying there are a few things, if you haven't really done this before and you're thinking about doing this, that there are some things that are very important that I just want to point out. But if you want some more details, I would refer you to Larry Burkett or somebody like that that teaches this stuff. Okay, so if you want to look at this, we'll look at a couple things real quick. I'll point out some of the more important things at first that just help to make this whole thing work. And then, you know, then we can talk about some other things if we have time or whatever. Not as much as I like. Okay, so one thing that I think is very important is that you make it a zero-based budget, which means, okay, on this sheet, I've got three columns. Oh, by the way, I'm not saying you have to use this exact sheet. This is just what me and Sam use. This is what we've been using for a couple years, about a year and a half to 2 years, is this sheet. Just because it works for us and our family. Of course, I've widened some things out, so, you know, I don't want to be too personal, but just so that you can kind of see, maybe how we've done it. But zero base. So we have, you know, the amount that we budgeted in the first column for certain things. Would you like one?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No,
yeah.
That's okay.
Okay. That's it.
I'm just going to put in a
pie chart. Yeah. You want a pie chart, Papa?
Yeah.
Okay. So the amount that's budgeted.
Covered.
Okay. Let me start at the top. Okay. So budgeted for. Budget for. And we put, like right now, it's the 26th of the month. We always work on our budget for next month around right now. So in the next couple days, Samantha and I will be putting budget for March 2012 right there. Total money this month. Now, for us, it is never the same amount. Just because I'm self-employed, 1 month could be this and 1 month could be that. Okay? So, it's never the same amount. So, we have a different amount to work with. So, you know, and so we have the total that we have to work with at the very top. This is how much we have to work with this month. And then go down all the way to the bottom of the remaining. You know, and as you go down and enter the different amounts that you're going to put in these different things, then you subtract, okay? If you're going to give the certain amount, then you subtract from the total amount how much is remaining after you give that amount. And then for savings, after, there's a couple things that we are going to save for no matter what, you know. Before we pay the mortgage, we're going to save for this, okay? So we have some things that you take that amount out of the total, and then you go down all the way down until the bottom of the remaining column you see a zero. Okay, zero. What we do is spend every dollar of what we're going to make, of what we made last month, actually is what we do, on paper. Okay, so whether you're going to put it in savings, you know, or whatever you're going to do, you give every dollar a name and put it on here somewhere. This is not just a budget, is not just a list of expenses. It's not just something you say, our mortgage is this much, our water bill is this much, and then you just have this list of expenses, and then you come down and, you know, hopefully your income is more than what this list is, and then, you know, so you're like, well, I've got $500 left over after all my expenses, I win, you know? No, I mean, you take that $500, whatever you have left over after your expenses, hopefully it's that way, you know, not the other way, where you have more expenses than your income, then there's other things we need to talk about. But
I like what you titled it, that whole column.
Yes, priorities. Yes, we can talk about that. When you take that $500 and you give it a name or whatever it is, you give it a name, you tell it, I'm going to do this with it, you know, whatever it is. I think that is very important, because if you don't do that, if you just say, all right, I've got enough for my expenses, I've got this much left, you know what, this much that's left will end up just disappearing. You will not know where it went. Okay, you've got to give it a name, you've got to tell it where to go, or it will just get up and fly away. All right, so that is an important part of this, I think. Another important part is the below. Okay, this is a very important part. Mm-hmm. If we're talking about unity, this is an important part of it, okay? Below, it's number 8 on the list. You can see it on ours, it is colored in blue. That and food are both blue. Anything that's blue on our chart, we do in cash, okay? So whatever, you know, for food, we'll add that up with whatever we've decided at the beginning of the month to do for blow. I'll write Samantha a check. She goes and cashes the check. And that is how much, and that's how much we have for these two categories for the month. And once that's gone, once the cash is gone for that, then it's just gone. Okay? So you've got to plan it out good, or else you're going to, you know, for the last 10 days of the month, you're going to be on like a diet, you know. So, all right, so below, the reason this is important. You know, last week I was talking about, and I put out the scenario, you know, have you ever resented, have you ever felt any sort of resentment for your spouse because they went out and bought something that you don't think you really had the money for, you know, like, you feel like the money should have been used in a different way, and so you have hard feelings toward your spouse because they went out and got this random thing, and we have all these other things to pay for. This is where the blow comes in, okay? So we don't put a lot in blow. I think together we're more like savers, naturally, I think. So we don't put a lot in blow, but we do put something in blow. We have a together blow, a Samantha blow, and a Chris blow, okay? And it's in cash, so she'll go get the cash, and let's say, you know, for example, we have $50 a piece to blow for the month, okay? So, under Samantha, it says 50. Under Chris, it says 50. She can go and use her $50 for whatever she wants to. Okay? If she wants new hair clips, you know, a whole big bag of them, $50 worth of hair clips, she can go and get whatever she wants with it. I don't care. You know, whatever it is, I can go use my $50. I can buy whatever I want with it. And I come home with it, and I don't have any guilt. Because I used my blow money. She doesn't have any resentment because she knows that I only spent $50. I did not spend any more than $50. We're under this agreement. Now, if I spend more than $50, I have broken my contract. You know, I have, you know, there's got to be trust here too. I trust her. She's only going to spend $50. Okay? It helps a lot with... I don't have any resentment. There's no problem. You know, that's a big deal when we're talking about unity in marriage, too. Now, the together blow, I think that's important, too. Like, that's just, you know, if we decide we want to go on a date, normally we'll try to do, like, a date, you know, a decent date a month. And this month we still haven't done it, but, you know, we have the money for it. We just haven't done it yet. So we put down there, okay, we'd like to go to a nice dinner and a movie, and that's what we have, and we have it in cash or whatever. Okay, that is an important part of it, is the below category. And you can decide, if you're single or if you're married, how much it makes sense to put in your below. Okay, you decide that together. Another very important part of this that makes this whole sheet work is number 9, miscellaneous. Miscellaneous. Okay? Do you ever have just something come up that's just not expected?
Tire blows.
Okay?
That's
yeah. Okay.
El Camino gets flooded.
Okay. You know, yeah, I mean, so, like, car repairs, I mean, it's... Yes, that is definitely unexpected. You know, and I think it's pretty expected, though, that the car is going to break down at some point. You know, so maybe somewhere in the budget there needs to be a car repair line or something, you know, or something. That's actually one of our savings things, you know, so... Okay. But like miscellaneous, what I'm talking about is something like, and I have it down here on the bottom. You see down here on the bottom, I've got several little things written here and miscellaneous. And how often around like September or October does one of the sin girls come up to you and they're like, "Hey, Chris, you know, buy a magazine. You know, can you buy a magazine for my school?" Okay, well, that's fine. You know, so. It's miscellaneous, you know, it's kind of unexpected, although by now I should remember every September that they're going to be coming up and asking that. But, I mean, there's some things, like let's say you're making your budget today and somebody's birthday is on March 20th, and you're not thinking why you're making your budget, oh, their birthday is March 20th. Well, you know, so you have this money in miscellaneous if you want to buy them a birthday gift. Well, you know, it's the miscellaneous is like the sludge fund, you know, just makes it work, makes the whole thing come together, and the things that are unexpected like that just has a place for it.
So you're using this category to remove the stress of thinking, did I cover everything?
Exactly. Yes.
Because it could be a very stressful thing if you try and micromanage your life to a penny.
Yes.
It could be worse than not budgeting at all.
Yeah.
Because most people quit because they don't think they can cover everything that happens. And then what you're saying here is you don't have to.
Yeah. Don't get discouraged if you forget this.
For, you know, you just have to plan for. There's a bunch of things that are going to happen that I'm not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And what you need to do is look back what happened the last 3-4 months
mm-hmm.
to decide where this ought to be.
Yes.
You can't just use this tool 1 month at a time and say, oh, we're done. We budgeted for the entire year.
Yeah.
You got to know, you know, it's a proactive thing again. Look at it. What have we done? How well did we do? And we found even with the church budget, by looking back on the last 4 or 5 years, we're finding a trend of how we function.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, oh, we over budgeted there, we under budgeted here, we didn't anticipate this, but you have to look back at what's occurred. You can't just be clairvoyant and say,
yeah,
it would be nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, like you say, it might not be the exact same amount every month. And that's actually what we do down here. Every time we spend something in miscellaneous, that's why we have this down here. This is not like a sheet that we fill out at the beginning of the month and then, like, put it in the drawer and then it just sits there. This is an active document that is at our house, and we keep up with it a lot. So if we end up spending $18 on a miscellaneous item, such as a magazine subscription or something like that, we will come in here after we spend that $18. We'll put $18 magazine subscription on there. Or if we spend $30 getting somebody a birthday present, then we'll put birthday on there. You know, and whatever, you know, we'll add it up. You keep a tally. Okay, well, like by the 20th of the month, you only have $30 left in miscellaneous, you know, you need to, I guess, be a little tighter with the random stuff or whatever. Okay, so, and then once you add all that up, you can see your trend, you know, you can see if you need to adjust how much you're putting in this fund. But, you know, like with the blow, sometimes that's variable. We'll either put more or less, you know, depending on what else needs to go on. But we always, and sometimes we don't even put anything in blow just because of something that's really important that's come up. Needs to be taken care of. But miscellaneous, we always put something. We always put normally the same amount, for our case, in there. Just because it's necessary. You have to have that sludge fund. Okay.
Two things that will help on the budget is, and we do this, we get on the budget plan for our gas and electric. That way, you know, every month, just about, what you're going to have to pay.
You're saying with the electric company.
You can do it with the electric. If you live somewhere a year, they'll put you on what's called a budget plan. And what they do is, of course, they look at what you use the year previous, and they say, okay, so gas bill is going to be $80 a month every month.
Mm-hmm.
Or it'll be right around that. Okay, so that way you don't get hit with a gas bill or electric bill. You have a real bad month in the winter and you have to use a lot more gas or a lot more electricity. You're not getting killed because you got a bill for $400.
Yeah.
So
that's good. And actually, I didn't even know you could do that.
Budget billing is what they call it.
Yeah. Like in this month, our February budget, I budgeted a certain amount for the electric bill. It ended up being $28 more than what I budgeted. That's why this column comes in important. The actually spent column, you know, because you can keep up with how much you are actually spending on these things. So, like, on our electric bill, we spent, it was over budget. Our, what was it? There was another one. Oh, the Verizon bill was several dollars over. You know, normally it's like the same amount, but like it was several dollars. So anyway, what we ended up having to do to make up for that, you know, we're saving for a new car, so we ended up having, we agreed, okay, well, we're this much over budget on just our regular utilities. Let's just pull that much out of our, what we had already put into our car fund to just cover the rest of that. No, wasn't a huge deal, but we agreed, we talked about it, and, you know, we have to lower one to increase the other one. So, I didn't know you could do that. I'll look into that. So, now, there are a lot of things. Those are some of the main things, I think, that are very important. If you're wanting to do this, I think it's important to keep those things in mind and make the budget work. There are other things we could talk about. You know, if you want. It's up to you. It is 9:57, 9:58.
I do think it's important that you consider them as priorities, not expenses. These are the things that are important to us, because for the conversation to work, how do we acquire a budget? You can't just say, oh, we spend this much every month.
Mm-hmm.
Because then everything is important to you. You have to decide. These are the priorities of our life. And I like the way you listed. Number one, before we spend a dime, we need to decide how much we're going to give back to the Lord. As a family, we need to know what are we going to do. Because if you wait to the end of the budget, guess what? There's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious. Unusual expenses. We have low miscellaneous things by unusual expenses. Like
sometimes unusual expenses can take the priority over some of these other things. I just have it down on the bottom. For instance, like, we thought, we just had Xander, right? We thought we had paid Vanderbilt everything. They, like, sent us an extra bill. We got an extra bill in the mail for a couple $1,000, you know? And it's like, good night. So that was an unusual thing that just...
No, medically, that's usual.
Well, I
but
mean,
it's, yeah,
there,
there
are people that look at
the
bill you that never, you never saw.
Miscellaneous. Well, I mean, you have something unusual like that. It's just an unusual amount. But miscellaneous is more... Like, me and Sam normally put like $200 in the miscellaneous. That just covers a birthday present we forget to do. You know, little stuff.
So unusual might be more expensive.
Unusual would be more expensive,
like
and
trees cut down.
Like the trees being
trees
cut down.
Trees cut down.
Okay.
Yes,
I'm just wondering. The two
it's
are
unusually
back to back,
expensive
know.
To have a tree cut down.
It is. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Especially
I have some quotes
when it's over your neighbor's house.
Yeah, I mean, it's like $1,700 to get this tree cut down.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I just
we can
the
put
two
that
back
off.
To back and didn't know how you separate miscellaneous from unusual expenses.
Yeah,
but I get it now. Just
yeah,
wondering.
That's actually something that we added not that long ago. It used to just stop at miscellaneous. Well, we added that actually because of that Vanderbilt bill.
Okay.
I'm like, where's this going here?
Believe me, that happens a lot. I mean, I remember I went to the emergency room for a cut, and 2 or 3 months later,
yeah.
You know, they sent another bill. It's like, oh, we didn't make our budget this year. We'll see some stuff on to some people that were here in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought, well, I paid my copay. I paid, you know, I thought I had paid all of it, too. And
mm-hmm.
it was like, oh, $500 more.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it happens. And when that does happen, like I was saying, Sarah, sometimes that unusual expense goes above any additional savings you want to do or whatever. I mean, it can take a higher priority.
You don't tag any of them like emergency. Mm-hmm. Like a emergency?
Well, we have an emergency fund that's already set aside. I mean,
okay, so
but like you know, but like on additional savings, if you're at the point where you're set, you're making an emergency fund. Well, that might be one of your, or it might go up here, like you know, one of these things you're saving for. That's a high priority for you. So,
yeah,
but we definitely.
What do they recommend to have these savings for emergency?
They say 3 to 6 months of expenses. So, you know, just you have to determine together how much that is. You know, whether and how stable your job is. You know, my job.
Because the tighter
every time I do a job, I'm out of a job. You know, like every time I finish a order, you know, I've got a
monthly budget is. The bigger something is an emergency.
Say again?
The tighter your monthly budget is, the bigger something becomes an emergency. If you have 3 months' worth of expenses in the bank account to cover the things I didn't plan for, and I know I can put money back into that as I go, it's not as big an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, if I have a flat tire and I don't have $50, it's an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we build these things into our life.
It's amazing how much these emergencies, things you would consider an emergency, go away, you know, once you start planning.
I have a sign I put in my office, and it works. I don't know why I don't use it at home, but failure to plan on your part does not constitute an emergency on my part.
Yeah.
And yet, that's the way we live our lives. Yeah. We fail to plan, we constitute emergency. Boom, we did it. We do it to ourselves. We won't tolerate it from anybody else, but yet we think it's the way we should be on the way we do our own things.
Mm-hmm.
Not logical, but you said any of that's logical.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's that. Now, I know that today we didn't look at a lot of scripture. This was just the wrap-up of the last couple weeks where we were looking at scripture and kind of the cause and that kind of thing. So, anyway, I normally like to, of course, put the scripture in Bible class, but that's the way it was this morning. So
you did quite a few, you just didn't quote them. The concept all day.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, everybody.